Incoming audio communication from the digital revolution. Please stand by.
This is Jessica, the AI producer of the digital revolution with Jim Kunkel. Welcome to this all-new episode covering how Edge AI solves problems with bandwidth, latency, privacy. Edge artificial intelligence, also known as AI at the edge, involves deploying artificial intelligence algorithms and models directly on local edge devices such as sensors or Internet of Things devices. Unlike centralized cloud computing facilities, Edge AI allows computations to be performed close to where data is actually collected. This real-time processing and analysis enhance efficiency and responsiveness, making it ideal for scenarios where low latency and immediate decision-making are critical. Okay, now let me hand this episode over to Jim. Jim, take it away.
Today's podcast is on how Edge AI solves problems with bandwidth, latency, privacy. Edge AI is a technology that enables artificial intelligence applications to run on devices at the edge of the network, such as smartphones, cameras, and sensors. Edge AI has many advantages over cloud-based AI, such as faster response time, lower bandwidth consumption, higher data privacy, and better reliability. Edge AI can empower various domains and industries, such as healthcare, manufacturing, agriculture, and education, by providing real-time and personalized solutions. Edge AI is a key driver of digital transformation as it brings AI closer to the users and the data sources. Welcome to the Digital Revolution Podcast. Jim Kunkel here, and I'm your host. This podcast series explores the latest trends and insights in digital transformation. Also, you'll get discussions on how businesses can leverage digital technologies to drive growth, improve customer experience, and stay ahead of the competition. Our guests will include industry experts, thought leaders, and business executives who have successfully navigated the digital landscape. Join me as I dive into topics such as artificial intelligence, big data, cloud computing, cybersecurity, and more. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes where I'll share practical tips and strategies for your digital transformation journey. Now let's dive into the topic of Edge AI, solving challenges with bandwidth, latency, privacy, and importantly, security. So what exactly is Edge AI? Edge AI is the deployment of AI applications in devices throughout the physical world. It's called Edge AI because the AI computation is done near the user at the edge of the network, close to where the data is located, rather than centrally in a cloud computing facility or private data center. Some of the benefits of Edge AI are it reduces the latency and bandwidth requirements of data transmission as the data is processed locally on the device. It enhances the privacy and security of the data as the data does not need to be sent to a remote server for analysis. It enables real-time and offline data processing and analysis, which is useful for applications that require fast and reliable responses, such as autonomous vehicles, smart cameras, and drones. Some of the challenges of Edge AI are it requires specialized hardware and software that can support AI computation on resource-constrained devices. It involves complex trade-offs between performance, accuracy, and energy consumption of the AI models. It faces interoperability and scalability issues across different Edge devices and platforms. Edge AI is an emerging and promising field that has the potential to transform various industries and domains by bringing AI closer to the users and the data sources. Some of the current and future applications of Edge AI include smart home and smart city. Edge AI can enable smart devices and sensors to monitor and control various aspects of the home and city environment, such as lighting, temperature, security, traffic, and waste management. Healthcare and wellness. Edge AI can empower wearable and implantable devices to provide personalized and real-time health monitoring, diagnostics, and treatment such as blood pressure, glucose level, heart rate, and electrocardiogram, manufacturing, and agriculture. Edge AI can optimize the production and distribution processes by enabling smart machines and robots to perform tasks such as quality inspection, defect detection, inventory management, and crop monitoring. Education and entertainment. Edge AI can enhance the learning and gaming experience by enabling smart devices and applications to provide interactive and immersive content, such as augmented reality, virtual reality, and natural language processing. Earlier, I mentioned that Edge AI can address the challenges of bandwidth, latency, as well as privacy and security. Let's go into a little more detail on each challenge. Edge AI solves the issues related to bandwidth by reducing the amount of data that needs to be transmitted to the cloud for processing and analysis. By running AI algorithms and models locally on the edge devices, such as sensors or Internet of Things devices, Edge AI can perform data processing and analysis in real time without relying on constant network connectivity. This can improve the efficiency and performance of the network, as well as lower the operational cost and latency. According to IBM, Edge AI calls for lower bandwidth due to local data processing on the device, whereas cloud AI involves data transmission to distant servers, demanding higher network bandwidth. Some examples of Edge AI devices are smartphones. Smartphones use Edge AI to perform tasks such as face recognition, speech recognition, natural language processing, and image processing. For example, the iPhone X uses Edge AI to unlock the phone with Face ID. Wearable health monitoring devices. Wearable devices such as smartwatches and fitness trackers use Edge AI to monitor and analyze the user's health data such as heart rate, blood pressure, sleep quality, and activity level. For example, the Apple Watch uses Edge AI to detect irregular heart rhythms and alert the user. Security cameras. Security cameras use Edge AI to perform tasks such as object detection, face recognition, motion detection, and anomaly detection. For example, the Nest Cam IQ uses Edge AI to identify familiar faces and alert the users of intruders. Autonomous vehicles. Autonomous vehicles use Edge AI to perform tasks such as lane detection, traffic sign recognition, pedestrian detection, and collision avoidance. For example, the Tesla Autopilot uses Edge AI to enable the car to drive itself on highways and city streets. And smart home appliances. Smart home appliances use Edge AI to perform tasks such as voice control, gesture recognition, and scene understanding. For example, the Amazon Echo uses Edge AI to respond to the user's voice commands and control smart home devices. Latency is the delay between the input and the output of a system. For example, the latency of a voice assistant is the time between the user's voice command and the assistant's response. Latency can affect the performance and user experience of many applications, especially those that require real-time feedback, such as autonomous vehicles, video games, and telemedicine. Edge AI can solve the challenges of latency by processing data directly on the edge device, such as a smartphone, a camera, or a sensor, without sending it to a remote server or cloud for analysis. This could reduce the data transmission time and improve the response time of the system. According to NVIDIA, Edge AI can enable sub-millisecond latency as the data never leaves the device. This can make the system more efficient, reliable, and secure. Some examples of Edge AI applications that benefit from low latency are face recognition. Edge AI can enable face recognition on devices such as smart cameras and phones without relying on cloud services. This can improve the speed and accuracy of the recognition, as well as the privacy and security of the data. Speech recognition. Edge AI can enable speech recognition on devices such as smart speakers and headphones without requiring an internet connection. This can improve the quality and responsiveness of the voice interaction, as well as the offline functionality of the device. And anomaly detection. Edge AI can enable anomaly detection on devices such as industrial sensors and machines without sending data to a central server. This can improve fault detection and prevention, as well as the operational efficiency of the device. Edge AI can address the challenges of privacy by keeping the user's data on the device rather than sending it to a remote server or cloud for processing and analysis. This can prevent unauthorized access, data breaches, and identity theft, as well as comply with data regulations. Edge AI also allows for data anonymization and encryption, which can further enhance the privacy and security of the data. According to NVIDIA, Edge AI preserves privacy by uploading only the analysis and insights to the cloud, not the raw data. Some examples of Edge AI devices that prioritize privacy are smartphones, wearable health monitoring devices, and security cameras. Security is the protection of data and systems from unauthorized access, modification, or destruction. Edge AI can address the challenges of security by performing data processing and analysis locally on the edge device, such as a smartphone, a camera, or a sensor, without sending it to a remote server or cloud. This can prevent data breaches, identity theft, and cyber attacks, as well as comply with data regulations. Edge AI also allows for data encryption and authentication, which can further enhance the security of the data and the device. According to NVIDIA, Edge AI enables secure data transmission by uploading only the analysis and insights to the cloud, not the raw data. Some examples of Edge AI devices that prioritize security are security cameras, smart locks, and biometric scanners. Before we end this episode, I'd like to answer two questions that came into the digital revolution. First question was from Eric P. Eric asked, how do driverless cars work? Eric, great question. That would seem to be one with a quick answer. Well, this technology has many aspects that I would like to cover. Driverless cars, also known as autonomous or self-driving cars, are vehicles that can operate and navigate without human intervention. They use a combination of sensors, software, and artificial intelligence to perceive their environment, plan their route, and control their speed and steering. Some of the technologies that enable driverless cars are radar. Radar sensors use radio waves to detect the distance, speed, and direction of other vehicles and objects around the car. LiDAR. This technology is sensors that can use laser beams to create a 3D map of the car's surroundings and measure the distance and shapes of obstacles. Cameras. Cameras capture images and videos of road traffic signs, traffic lights, pedestrians, and other vehicles. They also help the car recognize lanes, curves, and edges. GPS. GPS uses satellites to determine the car's location and orientation on a digital map. Digital map. A digital map is a database of roads, landmarks, and traffic rules that the car uses to plan its route and follow the laws. And finally, software. Software is the program that processes the data from sensors, applies machine learning algorithms, and sends commands to the car's actuators, such as brakes, throttle, and steering wheel. Driverless cars have different levels of automation, ranging from level 0, which is no automation, to level 5, full automation. The higher the level, the more the tasks the cars can perform without human input. Currently, most driverless cars are at a level 2 or 3, which means they still require a human driver to monitor and intervene in certain situations. However, some companies are working on developing and testing level 4 and 5 cars, which would be able to drive themselves in most or all scenarios. Some benefits of driverless cars are they can improve safety and reduce accidents, as they can avoid human errors, distractions, and fatigue. They can enhance mobility and accessibility, as they provide transportation for people who cannot do what they want to do, such as the elderly, the disabled, or the young. They can increase efficiency and productivity, as they can optimize traffic flow, reduce congestion, and save time on fuel. And they can offer a convenience and comfort, such as they can allow passengers to relax, work, or entertain themselves during the ride. Some of the challenges of driverless cars are they require high cost and maintenance, as they are involved in complex and expensive hardware and software components. They face legal and ethical issues such as liability, regulation, and social acceptance. They pose security and privacy risk, as they can be hacked, manipulated, or misused by malicious actors. And they have technical and environmental limitations such as bad weather, poor road conditions, or unexpected situations. Driverless cars are still an emerging technology that has the potential to transform the transportation industry and society. However, many questions and uncertainties exist with driverless cars that need to be addressed before this form of transportation can widely be available and adopted. And our second question comes from Lillian G. Lillian asks, what is Grok on X? Since Elon Musk acquired Twitter, the platform has been changing and evolving, especially in relation to AI. Grok is one of those evolving steps for the X platform. Grok is a new AI chatbot that is available on X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Grok was developed by xAI, an AI startup founded by Elon Musk. Grok is powered by a large language model called Grok-1, which is similar to ChatGPT and Bard. Grok can answer questions, provide information, and engage in conversation with users. Grok is also designed to be more fun, witty, and rebellious than other chatbots, and can handle spicy topics such as politics, religion, and adult topics. Grok is currently only accessible to X Premium Plus subscribers in the United States who pay $16 per month for ad-free access to X. Grok is expected to be rolled out to other global regions and users soon. Thank you to Eric and Lillian for your interesting questions. If you have any questions that I can address on upcoming episodes, please email the Digital Revolution at jim@jimkunkel.com. Thank you for listening to the Digital Revolution podcast. We hope that you enjoyed our discussion on how edge AI solves problems with bandwidth, latency, privacy, and that you gained valuable insights. If you found this podcast informative, please share it with your friends and colleagues, leave a rating and review, or follow us on social media. Your feedback is important to us, and it helps us improve our content. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes and bonus content, where we'll continue to explore the latest trends and insights in digital transformation. Thanks again for tuning in. If you enjoyed listening to the Digital Revolution podcast, you might also want to check out our YouTube channel, Digital Revolution. Our channel features video content on digital transformation topics, including interviews with industry experts, thought leaders, and business executives. You can find the link to our YouTube channel in the description of this podcast episode. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to stay up to date with our latest videos and insights. Thank you again for supporting the revolution.